Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry, the Bahamas and USA.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Are we going to? Are we just going to go for it now? And the guest comes in
because they're coming in at 1:30. Okay. I'll lose 5 minutes. It would be
yeah.
That's fine. Just go for it.
Okay. Is the guest going to be able to access the building?
I've just sent them the code.
No, oh, didn't know it was a code.
So this guest is capable.
I'll probably have to go out and get them.
No, you think it was some heavily disabled?
We can count them out now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Of course.
Ready?
Sorry. Yeah. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to episode, I'm not sure, of the White Noise Podcast. Yeah. This week I'm joined by, I want to say, Max Smith.
Okay, yeah, that's a new one. I'll take it. It's nice having a lot of personas, isn't it?
That's your name.
I wonder what Smith is all about.
So did I do that?
Did you? I didn't even notice. You're looking for personas where there aren't any.
I fucking need them,
so
mate.
Desperate.
A strange way to make me feel insecure about myself right from the get-go. Yeah. Thanks, Max.
What's the best thing about having multiple personas?
It just allows me to sort
the crimes.
The crimes. So many crimes.
Crime against fashion.
Are you kidding? You should have said something.
Just like a mess, mate. Just like a mess.
If we had said something, what would you have done differently?
I don't know where these mysterious stains have come from.
Inside out. Ooh, that's a shout.
The real mystery is, why haven't you got rid of them? Yeah. Week after week, the same stains.
I actually have a reason.
I love washing.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
I'm just saving it for a big one.
My issue is that I'm on this incredible weight loss journey, and I'm worried
how long it's going on.
Well, you know, the journey of 1,000 steps starts with a couple.
You've not done a thousand steps.
Do you know what? Excuse me, sir. I've done 634 today.
So you're not done 1,000 steps. Actually,
by the end of today, I will.
Stop doing that.
Sorry.
Get enough noise complaints. And Tom Looney.
Hey, Looney.
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 Looney. We also have a big mystery guest.
Mystery.
Yes. What I will say about them is I believe it to be our biggest guest yet.
Okay.
He's been on our screens for decades. He's a physicist, a musician, a TV presenter, and a national treasure. Please welcome Brian Cox.
Hey. Yes, lads. Ain't no party like a rhino party. Up here. Come on, up here. Up here, up top. Up top, guys. Guys, up top.
Up top. I realised what I've done.
That's so disappointing.
Oh, no.
I asked Siri to ask Brian Cox, so I'll see what they've done there. So annoying.
It's good to be back.
So disappointing.
Do you know what the funniest part of this is?
We've ruled out the disabled person.
I'm not. I rarely do.
So we didn't know who the guest was going to be. We were drip-fed a small amount of information,
but it was
a complete mystery.
You were thinking Bevo, Angry Ginge, you said earlier.
Yeah.
I'm annoyed at that.
But you're all happy to see me.
I was expecting Brian Cox, national treasure.
For a second, did you think it was going to be Brian Cox?
I think between the name drop and the reveal, it was so quick that my mind wasn't even there at the time.
In that moment, I was thinking, it can't be Brian Cox, but who on earth is it going to be?
When we were trying to guess who it would be, Ryan didn't even crop up. We were thinking, really? Ethan with a hat on.
I thought you were working.
Yeah.
It was his idea to be on and,
you loser,
and make it like a mystery. Then I thought, and then you were saying, oh, Ryan's messaging me about being on Wednesday. I thought, he's fucking played us. He's got a double booking again. He's absolutely done us.
Got rid of all my cube shifts this week for this.
He's actually losing money.
So he said he'd do both episodes for half a fee.
Ryan Cox is in the cube. Gravity's your friend in this film. I don't know how he speaks.
That's a good one, that.
Thank
that's
you.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Anyway, you've been watching the Why Noise podcast. We'll see you next week.
Righto.
Well, great to have you here, Ryan.
Thanks. Good to be here. Good to be back.
It's good to have you here, Ryan.
Yeah.
Do you know what? It's a good start to the week, isn't it?
It is.
Monday morning, different shoot for us.
Easter Monday.
Bank holiday Monday, because we thought the place would be empty. It's not.
No. Do you know what? Part of me was thinking, why are we starting without the guest if it's the biggest one ever?
I know.
there were so many clues. Yeah.
This guest is going to access the building all alone.
He was already in.
Brian Cox might have been able to do that, to be fair.
Yeah.
To be fair, if anyone could, yeah.
Yeah. So you were already here?
Yeah. I've been here about an hour, mate.
You loser. You fucking loser.
Stephen was here an hour ago. Oh, wait, was I you never getting left. The anxiety treatment?
No.
Oh, it wasn't?
No.
You could do with might it, though.
Been, yeah, you could. Who's this guest going to be? Oh, no.
Is that me?
It's so you.
I don't think that's me.
What, me?
I'm nervous. No, oh, God, it is me, isn't it?
Maybe that. Rubbing the forehead.
Yeah.
Do I rub my forehead as well?
Stop rubbing your forehead. Good job you're not in.
Yeah, that's just kind of stress when you do that.
Someone's got to rub it, though.
I was driving up to the car park. I was on the phone to Ryan.
Yeah. So
we were worried that you two had arrived before me.
Right.
And he was like, I'm hiding. And as I drove past, I just saw his forehead going over the wall.
What's it look like, Humpty Dumpty?
I was like, I'm hidden, don't worry.
It was just that.
Just 4 foot of forehead.
You might need to duck.
There was also a car coming in, and I thought it was you, so I sort of had my resting my head on the wall like that, the little cheeky grin, and it wasn't you.
Did you enjoy it though?
Yeah. Do you know what? It's been a fun morning.
Yeah.
That's it. What else have you done apart from hide?
Been here all weekend.
Just waiting.
You didn't leave from last week, did you?
No.
When I went to check on him, he was just staring out the window with his bag on. Yeah, he's enjoying
it. What a morning, mate. Oh,
wow. Let's get again.
Enjoying that bank holiday, man.
Have you done anything fun?
Past few days, I was working the other day and got recognised by a blind couple.
Wow.
I was talking.
Well,
it
could be from your voice.
Must be from the videos or something where I've had, you know, scripted lines. But yeah, they were just like, wait, sorry, are you the rhino? I was just like, yeah. I was like, oh, we watched
it. Been your smell?
Maybe they thought you were
at
the
maybe
zoo.
It was the smell, yeah. A lot of people were saying that the light from my forehead might have.
Who's recycling our jokes?
Oh, I get a lot of jokes still. Yeah.
Stupid
stuff. It's horrible, that.
Yeah.
But just cool, just go to HR about
it. But it was a good moment.
Can a blind couple enjoy the cube?
No, send them away.
Well, this was, yes, I think
so. Yeah, okay. I don't really know what the cube is.
Some of the games were difficult, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
But we just moved all into inclusive. One that they could do.
What would be the worst impairment for enjoying the cube?
Probably the game that I was on, where the floor like lights up with a pattern. Right. You have to memorise the pattern, and it's
tricky. Oh, that is not good.
For a blind person,
that
tricky.
Wasn't good. Yeah. I think they could see some colours, so
you could have helped them by making different noises.
Well,
for the,
rather than making it appear than disappear, I just left it on.
Right.
That's cheating.
You failed.
And they were on a date.
Oh, is he? Is he
a blind date?
Does he play football?
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah. I've not seen him before. So. A blind guy plays football.
I wouldn't have thought so.
They have
I think
a bell
I know
in the ball,
who
don't
you're
they?
Referring
yeah,
to.
He
though.
Does TikToks and stuff.
Yeah. No, it wasn't him.
Blind football looks awful because they just smack into each other.
Yeah.
It's such a brutal sport.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're running really quickly.
Yeah.
And they're following the sound of the ball, which has like a bell inside it.
Yeah.
But the amount of clashing into each other they do.
Maybe they should wear things that make noises.
maybe. But then you wouldn't know where the ball is.
Yeah, it's tricky. It's just so many bells everywhere.
You've been getting kicked. Couldn't have that Portsmouth fan ringing his bell.
You're having a job. One kicking.
Boosting him in the face.
Pompey.
But yeah.
Yeah, who needs it?
Really good weekend.
No, brilliant.
Just been working a lot.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
It's good you're in a job where you're not got a creepy manager as well.
That's true, yeah. You know,
Oh, I got you this job.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone got that
to Ryan. For me, I'm your
Is
manager.
That me? Again?
It's one of your many personas.
Okay.
Frog and Bucket
Creepy Smith.
Creepy Frog.
I've got a joke for you, MC. I've got a joke for you.
I don't think that's me at all.
Please.
Please? Why would I say please?
I'd
push him off the stage
one.
And be like, oh, he's a great one for you.
Go on. Tom, if you're MC.
No.
Your MC Smith's going okay. to
so you're
to
doing
do.
Your great comedy.
You can come straight in.
No.
Warm the crowd up for me, please.
We've paid for our tickets.
Please warm the crowd up for me.
Just get us going a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit. They don't need a lot.
We've got Brian Cox coming soon.
Hey guys, enjoying your evening?
Yes.
Yeah. Could you tell us a joke? Yeah,
you ready for some good comedy?
Always.
Wait, it's been an hour.
They need to be warmed up. I'm not going to, you know, tell jokes
about
this crowd.
It's cold in here,
isn't it? It's
cold. Oh, I could put the heating on whilst you do some great comedy.
Could be watching Paul Smith.
I've forgotten how to laugh.
Oh, nah, don't worry about it.
I'm worried we paid for a comedy show.
Yeah, we paid you to do comedy. What's this?
Nah, it's not really my bag. I don't know where.
What's in your bag? Some comedy props.
Oh, yeah, your big bag of comedy props. Love this. What heat do you want the heating on? Sorry. I'm just upstairs showing down.
Don't shout, please. There's a comedy show on here.
Yeah, forget that. Rude. It's a comedy show. Are you kidding?
You've just put the MC off. He was about to tell a joke.
Sorry. Go on.
Go,
there's no...
Do some groundwork.
Fuck off.
Do something.
Do some groundwork.
Please.
This is a shambles, this.
It is a shambles,
You expect me to push you off the stage after this?
Please. Fucking push you off the stage.
Fuck off.
Fucking jump off the stage.
God, that would actually do some damage.
Yeah.
Yeah, to a stage.
So anyway, is that your joke?
You're on.
Yeah, do you like it?
Please.
Matt, you done anything that wasn't Easter based?
I have. Finally paid off my TV.
Well done.
Very excited.
When did you get your TV?
Last August.
Wow.
Yeah. It's been that long.
Mm. Yeah.
God.
Honestly, just nearly a year of just great viewing.
Just I'm not sure it has been. You know, it's only your word that we've got for that.
Yeah, I know, but if it's a personal taste thing, surely...
Personal taste?
Well, like, I'm enjoying it, and I'm saying it's...
A TV.
Do you think psychologically you'd have been able to be critical of it, having spent so much money?
Yeah, there are a few issues.
All you've done has been defensive of this TV.
Because you spend, you know, what could be a family holiday on a TV.
No, we didn't. No, one more on
this. No, I'm just saying, like, you know, I'm using the royal we here. Yeah. And then, you know...
Even the royals wouldn't pay $2,000 for a tiny TV.
It's not tiny!
When I saw it, I was surprised at how small it
was. You've not seen it. You've not been in the room with it.
I saw it was the back of a chair on an airplane. That's what I was looking at.
Right, okay.
I thought your room was a mile long.
Your chair actually cost more than my week in Turkey.
Yeah.
Did it?
I don't know, I feel like your week costs more.
Well, mentally, yeah. You're welcome to come around, try out the chair, watch the TV, enjoy the lights.
What would you be doing if he's sat in your chair watching
the
TV?
I lie on the bed. The TV's at the end of the bed.
Waiting. This is awful, Weinstein.
I'm not going to fuck it.
Are you under the covers?
Yes,
like
I'm under. I'm all tucked up so you can just see my head. Sorry?
You like that chair? Rubbing your legs.
Yeah. Well, somebody's got
that leg.
Nobody has to rub your legs. Weird rule in your bedroom. Wait, somebody has to rub my legs.
They get cold.
He's wearing a 90.
But it just comes down to that.
Oh, no, have some self-respect.
I do. Nothing but self-respect, baby.
I mean, icy scarf.
Can't wait to honk shoe in this. Honestly, yeah, you're always welcome to come round.
Honk shoe? Is that a restaurant?
Is it? No, it's a...
I thought honk shoe was like a Chinese restaurant. You're just skipping around a Chinese restaurant. How are you doing, Beijing? Scarf and nothing else.
Help me noodle.
Well done for paying off your TV.
Thank
though.
You.
Yeah.
What's next? What's next to purchase?
No, do you know what? I'm not...
We're going to have around our neck for the next year.
Just as 90.
room for one? Well, I guess there's not even room for one, is there? I bought a Nemesis statue.
Okay.
Of the... The
roller coaster.
Yeah, roller coaster.
No, sorry, no. Sorry, yeah, I don't know.
How much was that?
To scale.
TV really just looks small, man. Just in a 2-hour queue for it.
Yeah, just got pictures of people on the ride on it.
How much is it?
I'd rather not say.
No. Do you know, it's a healthy £320. I didn't realise when I bought it, though, that it was going to be 18 inches big. This giant fucking statue of a zombie.
For 300 odd quid.
Well, it's £30 I paid yesterday, and then I paid the rest in December. So that's a treat for future Smith.
Got me Nemesis statue on tick, haven't I?
But I think I'm okay with money now. I'm doing okay.
I don't think you are.
I don't think you are.
You've proven absolutely nothing.
No, I'm not.
You've just found a different thing to spend your money on. It's gone from takeaways to...
Yeah.
Oh, he's bad, isn't it?
I mean, you've paid off your TV... And in the same breath, you've spent £320 on an 18-inch statue.
I didn't realise it was that big.
Of a zombie.
I could justify that.
No?
Unless it was like a birthday thing or I'd accomplished something, I'd go, oh, maybe.
Yeah, it's the 30th anniversary of Resident Evil.
Yeah.
So it's a birthday of zombies.
Is this how you're celebrating?
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah.
Fair enough.
I'd spend it on a gnome, like a garden gnome. See, like a big one.
300 quid.
This is the guy you're comparable to.
Like a really cool 300 one quid that goes gnome. In your back garden.
You don't have a garden.
What are those cool back garden gnomes?
Yeah, I don't have a back garden.
The communal garden. Yeah.
Get away from my gnome! I hate to look at that!
Yeah. I love gnomes.
I don't think you need to... For 300, you could
get a few.
You'd get a human statue to be in there for a week. Mm. What else have we got? Well, we've got me. Finally got my hands on a pressure washer. Ooh! That's good fun when you're in your 30s. Just, you know, spraying down the decking. Got too close. Sort of wrecked the decking. But hopefully going to have some furniture so I can have people around in the summer and have a little barbecue or something. Or, you know, whatever people do in the summertime.
Get the bar going.
Yeah, there is a little bar. That could be fun. Mm. And my dad's saying, no, should we get rid of that? not just yet, David. I don't give him a Hispanic name because he's doing manual labour for me.
Yeah.
It's just a coincidence.
Yeah.
It's not really a thing over here, though, is it, getting a Hispanic to do your decking?
Mm.
It's more of an American thing, surely.
Sure.
Is it not?
Mm. I don't know, pal. But it won't happen at my bar.
Do you need a bartender?
Do you know any?
I don't do cocktails.
Right.
Or I can pre-make them.
You can pre-make cocktails.
Yeah.
Not even
so you do them.
Like a Heron just Foods bag of cocktails.
It's just buzz balls,
just
isn't it?
Provide the ice, I'll do everything else.
Wow.
Well, actually, no, I don't want to.
Everything.
If I provide the ice,
spirits.
Then we won't have my Hispanic labourer. And then we went to the tip. And for some reason, it's one of the greatest joys I have in life is, you know, when you leave the tip and you go, ah, that's all gone. So satisfying. Why is that so satisfying?
It's just free, and I think clutter just clouds the mind. You know, it's amazing when you shed
really
it.
Like the tip. It used to be a Cineworld I wanted to work at. For some reason, the tip, I think, if it all goes wrong... Yeah. I can
Cineworld at the moment,
tip.
Eh? Quite comparable to a tip, isn't it?
Why? What happened at Cineworld?
It's just not great.
What happened, Max? Come on.
I've not been for a while.
Yeah, why?
What happened?
No, nothing on my end.
Oh, this is kids' club.
Oh. You're kidding.
I come on Sunday mornings to watch my flicks.
Well, it's the only time I've got
with
work.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I remember watching Help, I'm a Fish or something like that.
I saw
it's
that
a bit like Finding Nemo.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
The humans in the... Well, it's not like Finding Nemo in this sense. The humans in the get turned into fish.
Yeah, okay.
But then there's an evil fish in there and it's really scary.
Oh, a big bully fish.
Yeah, man.
Oh, they're the worst kind.
Yeah.
Brutal life being a fish, I imagine.
I remember used to think like, oh, nature's cool, isn't it? And then you see these videos and nature's horrible. I saw a video of a man had built a bird cage. A bird like house put on his tree. And these two birds went in there and they started a little family. It's really cute.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And then halfway through the video, a giant crow's beak just comes through the door of the birdhouse.
Yeah.
It cuts. And then when it comes back on, there's like only two birds left from like five.
Damn nature, you scary.
Horrible, yeah. What a horrible life being a bird would be.
Did you ever anyone watch that My Jellyfish? My Octopus Teacher.
I remember hearing about it. Yeah,
no.
Yeah, it's like it's quite good. It's a guy. They only live for like a year. Yeah, there's a guy in South Africa, and he's like he gets into diving, and he's like a there's like a.
See, did you play for Manchester United in the early noughties?
You got it, Tom.
It's not Quentin Fortune.
South African. Very good. That'd do well on other podcasts, but wasted on these two.
No, honestly, I'm loving it. Love these references.
Yeah.
Quentin Fortune, what a name.
It's a great name, to be fair.
Yeah. It is a good name. Did they sign him for that? He'll get some shirt sales, Fortune.
Definitely, yeah. You're tapping into the markets, aren't you? Yeah. It goes down. On this journey, it's a kelp forest, and then he finds this. I think it's kelp forest slash bit of a reef, and then he just befriends this jellyfish. Just keep saying jellyfish; it's an octopus.
Could be a jellyfish in a hat,
which he confuses. Cunning jellyfish. he spends a year going. He goes every day for a year. Visits this octopus, and he gets really
kids
bonded to it, and it's quite. It comes. It's the
goes
very
one night. It's fucking his wife.
I trusted you. Just a carry bag and a hat. Duped me. Feeding bread to
him. Sorry, is that his wife?
No. The jellyfish is very cleverly disguised as an octopus.
Oh, basically, he gets attacked by a fish, and he doesn't intervene. But like, gets some of his arms and stuff. But they grow back completely. It's amazing. But yeah, brutal life.
Oh, like, have you seen the picture of the moonfish? And it's just got a giant bite taken out of his head.
Yeah,
there's so much of the sea that terrifies me.
Yeah.
I hate videos where like there's someone swimming along, and they're often fake. But they're swimming along, looking down, then they look up, and then like a shark comes out. Yeah.
Have you seen the video of the guy jumping off the cruise ship?
And he just disappears.
So a cruise ship goes that fast that if they were to put the brakes on instantly, they'd be a mile away by the time it stops fully.
Yeah.
And this guy's on a party boat and they're like, oh, do it, jump away. He jumps off and then they're like, oh.
I heard it was a stand-up who was performing on the cruise ship. Bad gig. That's for me. Dapper laughs.
Just everyone. It's just him on his own on a boat. Yeah. That'd be horrible.
Met a jellyfish.
Yeah.
Just, stuff stays out there. Yeah.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
So I was watching a film called The Roses, and it's a remake, and it had Olivia Colman and Benedict Cumberbatch.
Okay.
Two stellar actors.
Yeah, very good.
Really good cast. It had Andy Samberg, a lady from SNL. And Kutia, whoever did Doctor Who. What's his name?
Oh, Shuti Getwa.
There you go.
Yeah.
Horrific film. And me and Zoe look at each other going, what is this? Like, yeah, it's such a badly written film, and the lines are horrific.
I'm assuming it's a comedy with the people that are in it.
Barely.
Really?
It's not good. And you think, why have these actors agreed to it? Like, at what point did it go wrong? Who?
Yeah, no, of course.
Did someone know someone who got attached to it? Yeah. Anyway, I was thinking of these stupid things that get made, and so the BBC are making Harry Clark Goes to Rome as the guy from The Traitors who wants to meet the Pope.
He's met him, hasn't he, now? I think so. It's going to be a
spoilers.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was on BBC News, him meeting the Pope, I'm sure it was. And now he's like doing the rounds on like LBC and stuff.
That's so awesome.
It's like, yeah, so they're going to do a little thing
it's
of it.
Very random.
Yeah. It is, yeah. Mm. If the BBC are making that and not other stuff, then... Yeah, I hope they rot in hell.
Harry Clark Goes to Rome.
Yeah,
he's not even the biggest one from The Traitors. You've got Paul Gorton.
Paul Gorton, yeah, great guy.
Linda, the mental one.
Linda, the mental one, Traitors. Goes to Rome.
She went on the Claudia Winkleman show. Yeah, which is like Graham Norton, basically. Because Lisa Kudrow was on there, and there was a tenuous link where Lisa Kudrow's character goes on The Traitors, and is a little bit like Linda. Yeah. As in, she's bad at The Traitors. And then they just bring out Linda for 30 seconds. And like, this is Linda. See, Linda. Just walking off the wrong way.
Yeah. So they've sent Harry to Rome to meet the Pope.
And she,
they've just wheeled out Linda to...
It's tragic when people have a little bit of fame.
I know.
And then their life for a while is like doing appearances and stuff.
Yeah.
But there's no real substance to it. It's like, just go back to
especially for The Traitors as well.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were him, you'd definitely agree to it.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
But I don't know why they've gone with him.
Harry Clark meets the Pope.
Oh my God, it's Harry Clark. He didn't want to meet him. Mate, there's a queue here for me, not you.
Yeah, there's a documentary in Italy, The Pope Meets Harry Clark. Everyone's talking about it.
I mean, lying is a sin.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Pope...
He just dresses him down.
Yeah.
Not like that, because of the Catholic.
Oh, Ryan.
Brian Cox wouldn't come out with that. Maybe he wouldn't. He wouldn't say anything about religion.
No, he wouldn't.
No, he wouldn't.
Tom, had anything fun that isn't Easter related?
Yeah, I say fun. I went for a meal on Saturday night.
Who's he? don't say anything that you're going to say.
Good.
Easter Saturday, yeah?
Easter Saturday, that's the one. And I was subjected to the worst table I've ever experienced.
Didn't mention the meal.
It was so I don't know what they were up for, but it was a Scottish family. So there was six of them.
Down then.
I don't know what they were down for.
I've always found them down. Damn bad.
Anyway, they were fucking steaming. But they were... I felt like it was a difficult table to tell to quiet down. Like they wouldn't have taken.
Did you do it?
No. But I felt bad for the staff because they could do a looking around like, this is awful. But
what sort of restaurant was it?
It's Pasta Factory. So it's quite small.
That is an intimate.
Yeah.
So you're there with your giant tub of pasta.
Yeah.
No. Don't even cook it.
700 grams.
Sick down your tongue. I'll say when I'm done. Scottish people are weird, aren't they?
Too far, Ryan.
Oh, yeah, it was a little bit.
Do you know what? I'm normally a fair game stuff like that, but.
Loud. Mm. Apologies to all Scottish families.
Not all.
Not all of them. Some of them.
Just the one that you wronged.
No, I didn't wrong any Scottish families. Anything they wronged me.
Bloody fingered their daughter, mate.
And the rest. Yeah. And the fucking rest.
Didn't even come.
Probably not.
You're fingering yourself, Ryan.
She did.
She fucking did, yeah. Get your fingers out your ass, Ryan.
So there was three tables here with the adults on, and there were six kids as well. The kids were not the problem. The kids were all on their phones. A few screams here and there. You get
sad that isn't it?
Yeah, but you know what? I was thinking, oh, this is...
Get away from your screens, man. Enjoy your time with your family. And they're not going to be there forever.
But you know, they might have been playing games with each other.
I don't know.
But I wasn't...
Did you check their phones?
I wasn't really that involved with the kids.
Sure.
Tell it to the judge.
No wonder they were shouting. You done with that.
Anyway,
the food.
So yeah, I thought it was quite noisy. And oh, fucking kids, and then you know, very quickly.
What the fuck?
That's fucking mental, bro.
That's mental, bro.
Quite
at the pasta factory of all places.
Under Italian law here.
Got Harry in the corner. I think I'm in the wrong place.
Looking at the you know, in the kitchen.
Hide and seek with the Pope.
Cameraman, warmer. Warmer. Colder. The kids weren't the problem. So the adults were steaming. And I felt really bad for this couple that were next to us. It was between us and the table of six. They were a quiet couple out on a date. Mm. I think it was their first time there as well. And they were cackling, shouting in a place where it's like, you know, you've been. It's quite a calm restaurant. And then the woman at the end starts trying to engage them in conversation. It was like, are you from around here?
No.
What have you ordered? And there's bread spilling out of her mouth. She's like,
bread at the pasta factory.
You know, your little starter. Well, all the mains are pasta.
Mm.
And then the starters are like...
All bread.
Well, no, there's breads, there's some bruschettas and, you know...
Okay. That's with the Italian Inquisition.
That's good.
Spanish Inquisition.
Yeah, and then obviously any country, really. Desserts aren't pasta either. They'll be like, you know, there's a brownie one and, you know...
Okay.
Tiramisu.
Has it been burnt, brownie?
and then they started kicking off over a soup. They ordered a Tuscan bread soup. It says thick Tuscan bread soup. Delicious dish. And then the guy's like,
more bread.
Have you ever seen a soup like that? Trying to hold the plate up, trying to stick his foot. He's clearly holding his fork in it, pretending that his fork won't move. And then this woman who's just, I think she'd only taken one bite of her food, turns around and said, I'm not paying for that. Like in the front of the whole restaurant, said, I'll pay for everything else. I'm not paying for that soup. And it's just,
what?
And I was like, at this point, the staff are like, quickly get them the bill because they've mentioned pain. Mm. And it was, for about half an hour, the worst table. Like, even if you're drunk, I can't. The extent to which they were shouting, cackling, everything was hilarious. We didn't even eat the food.
So jealous, mate. That's
what I like to eat.
Good table, good people.
Awful.
And your table, just dead banter.
Just,
no, honestly,
but turning around, just like falling out of a chair, just spraying bread in our direction.
Family
like,
are talking about you on another podcast.
What
well.
Is
That's
going
a lovely
on?
Table.
Yeah. They're on a different podcast going, this sour fucking table at the end.
Yeah.
Fucking weeping into their
soup. Didn't even get the
Tuscan
bread.
No, we were chatting, we were laughing, having a good time.
All right, yeah.
Trying to keep, you know.
All right, yeah.
Trying to compete with the other table.
You from around here, love.
There's a poor couple in the middle.
Showered in bread. Everyone be
it's
best.
A bit, it's
Showered in bread, name of his autobiography.
Nice.
Yeah.
Showered in bread.
Not showered in bread.
Are you kidding?
Yes.
Thank you.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Celebrity gossip.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Henry VIII seen quaffing breakfast ale alone as rumours of affair with Mary Boleyn get louder.
Mary Boleyn? There's another Boleyn. Wow.
It's the capital of Germany as well.
Yeah.
Cheers, Brian.
He can do what he wants, can't he?
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
This was when he was married to Catherine of Aragon. He had an affair with Mary Boleyn.
So there's a difference.
Anne Boleyn's sister.
Oh, fuck off.
Didn't know that in history, do you?
Because she was like a woman. Was not, not
just
a woman.
A woman. What the fuck?
All his wives were like
women.
Recognised, like they had titles. They were from, you know, they were marriages of, you know, they were arranged
Iranian.
For power. Whereas Anne Boleyn was, I think she was a servant or something, or she was a woman of the court, or something
I wouldn't know.
Oh, tennis player.
Yeah.
Cheers, Brian.
Brian.
Ryan, you've been. Ryan's itching to say something here.
I was just going to say yes, you are right. That is correct. She was. Thank you. She was one of the ladies of court.
Now it's time for a talking point, and what I've done is a little something different. Wait one moment.
The wheel of talking points.
The wheel.
I have a bunch of different topics here.
Oh, wow.
I thought we could let the wheel decide what we speak about.
Any that you're hoping for?
I can't read them very well from here, so I'm just going to sit
the
back
future,
and enjoy the ride.
Tupperware, acting.
Yeah. Clubbing, sausages, Noel Edmonds, Warwick Davis.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some great ones there.
It needs to be a good spin.
Wheel of chat. The wheel of chat.
The future. The future.
I think you should loosen it a little bit for the next one, but the future's good, is it?
The wheel has picked future. The future, which we did many, many years ago when we were doing the first series of the STP.
In many ways, we are in the future now compared to that conversation.
Yeah, big time.
You'd think so.
Obviously, there was no AI then. Well, there was, but...
Well, not to the extent it is now, of course. Not.
Yeah. In the alphabet, there was...
Yeah.
So you've got rid of AIX.
Yeah. AI. Well, X is.
Shabby Alonso would just be called B.
Yeah.
Bad B. the future. Ryan, are you worried about the future?
Ooh, always. No. I mean, it's just so. It's weird with the future because. When I was younger, you obviously have, you have these images of what you think life is going to be like.
Hmm.
What was your image?
I thought at 30 I'd have my own place.
Yeah.
You do?
I think, What I mean is like my own house.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
That I'm paying off.
Maybe that's based off,
Why are you paying it off?
Older generations, by the time you're 30, you've got like a family and kids. But that's when houses were easier to buy.
Because you kind of go off what your parents do.
Yeah.
I don't know what I did anyway.
Salute.
They've never done dodgy salutes.
Didn't have to be dodgy.
Well, what about the future for you two?
YouTube bands.
I'll keep it simpler. Just this year.
Oh.
Because you'll have a bit of an idea.
I've got a Nemesis statue in my future.
sorry, you don't have the statue yet?
No.
So you've been paying it off since December?
No. I bought it yesterday, 38 quid deposit, and then it comes in December, and then I pay the rest off.
It comes in December?
What, you don't get it until December? Why?
It's not out yet, is it? It's a pre-order.
You did kind of leave that bit out.
Oh, sorry. It's a pre-order.
Right, Ethan left it all out.
I bought tickets to some shows.
What shows are you going to? And what seats are you in?
Name them, quick fire.
It's the BAFTA.
You go to the BAFTAs?
No.
What, from Butterside Down? Worst actor ever.
No! I was really good. Unless you were talking about Ryan. Ryan was pretty good.
I was outstanding in that.
Yeah, you were, to be fair.
What was his name again?
Outstanding in the hallway. Barrington. We don't need you, pal.
Harry Lancelot?
Lance Barrington.
Yeah, okay.
Lance Barrington.
The BAFTAs.
Pardon?
The BAFTAs of gaming?
They're doing like a concert where they play all the game soundtracks that have won BAFTAs, so that's fun.
Game soundtracks?
Yeah.
What's a game soundtrack?
So, like, you know when you play a game and it'll be... Baldur's Gate 3, they're going to be playing some of that. Really
Skate
good stuff.
Skate 3?
Baldur's Gate 3.
Oh!
Really cool stuff. Hitman, that's got a really cool soundtrack. Cuphead? Cuphead's actually got a really good soundtrack.
Cuphead.
If you love Cuphead. If you don't love Cuphead and you don't know what it is, then you're probably not going to be interested
Cuphead
in the show.
Cuphead in concert.
Yeah.
So it's orchestral.
Cuphead the musical.
Orchestral, yeah. Big orchestra. It's the BAFTAs orchestra that are doing it.
Okay.
So that's in June, of course. I bought tickets to a show the other day. Really weird. Do you remember Epic Rap Battles of History?
Yeah.
They're in Manchester in a few months. Okay. And I was like, I've got to go to that.
Wow.
They're fun.
I didn't know they were still going.
No. I know they put out stuff like very sporadically. I think they put out two videos last year.
Remember rap battles on Don't Flop? Did you ever watch Don't Flop?
No, I don't know what that is.
Grist.
Don't Flop was like an English rap battle league.
Yeah.
And every sort of couple of weeks or so, they put out a bunch of new matches. But it got really popular, probably around like 2011.
Mm.
And there was a teacher who went viral.
Yeah.
Because he did one against a guy who... He looked like 17, so it looked like a teacher versus a student. Right. sort of novelty made it really popular.
Oh, cool. Mm. Is that a YouTube thing or is that?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
A, yeah, okay.
That was massive and then it sort of faded away. Epic Rap Battles of History. If they're not going anymore, then how are they doing it?
I don't know. It's in like a very small, it's not in a big venue, it's banned in the wall.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't know.
Which is Pasta Factory. Oh, unbelievable.
Scottish Family versus Tom.
Shut up! Shut up!
That's That's you.
More bread, more bread. Well in, Coxie.
That's good. That's good.
So what other shows have you got?
Oh, I've got one. I can't remember it. Sorry.
Not good enough.
No, it's not, is it?
You got Ryan's show in October. Ryan's one-man show.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
my one-man show.
Yeah.
Shit, I forgot about that. Yeah,
yeah, we locked that in, didn't we? Christmas podcast 2
Wait,
years ago.
Is this
ago.
A thing?
Yeah, I said one-man show, October 2026.
Yeah.
But it's 2 years ago.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, so you've been sort of building that up then?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
non-stop.
A lot of hype.
It's going to be a massive improv show.
No. I think we're going to write it for you.
Yeah,
we?
Of course. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That takes a load off your mind.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Just learn your lines.
I will.
Yeah.
He always does.
Massive improv show.
Tom, this year, what are you hoping for?
Well, I've got my bar, haven't I? Which I'm still working on.
I don't know. You've just said this. I've never seen it.
So I was down there yesterday with the fam, just showing them the place. I've been ordering loads of cool little decorations and stuff.
Yeah,
Nemesis.
But just like vintagey old. Like I've got a couple of bar lights and I've got some Tiffany lamps for the wall and stuff. So it's coming together. And then this week we're going to build. I think we're going to build the bar shelves at the back. Get the bar on, and I don't know. It's getting there. I think I'm hoping to be open for the half marathon. Is it 31st of May? So that by that time, I'm in a good place because it finishes on Deansgate.
Ah.
So, and then obviously you're into the summer, the World Cup, and that. It's taking longer than I would have liked.
Will you have a screen?
I think so because it's terrestrial TV. So
you need a little.
If you want a big
bar.
TV, mate. Yeah. Yeah. If you want a regular size TV, mate.
Has your bar got a theme?
So I've gone for like a the paint I've used is natural calico. It's like a warm off-white. Mm. And then I'll probably keep it quite warm with dark woods where there are woods. So that'll be the.
Not to be rude, but I think you meant like, is it going to be themed after like dogs? So you can have like dogs.
Oh, you were asking if it was going to be a dog theme. Right, sorry, I didn't get that.
Like behind closed doors is a porn theme.
I am going to have I've got two cat pictures in there. So cats drinking ale and then a cat drinking whiskey with a cigarette.
Are they AI pictures?
I think that Scottish family's going to love this.
Yeah. But generally, it's all beer stuff.
Give the cat whiskey.
Yeah.
It's like the bread, are we?
I'm pretty sure it's a classic one, like the ale house.
Soup.
Like, you know, like the dogs playing poker.
Yeah.
It's like that one. So, I mean, only small, you know. But,
yeah, okay.
Do you have a neon sign?
No, but I've got two beer lights. There's an old Canadian one and a Pelforth one, which is a French beer. They'll go at the top of on the shelving. I don't know. We'll just you just go on eBay and you find little bits. I've got a little chandelier thing, a cast iron one that's going to go in the middle.
Chandelier like Only Fools and Horses.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not quite the same.
Pivot.
Are you going to fall through the bar each night?
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
You've been watching a lot of Always Sunny. Do you reckon your life's going to sort of turn into that?
No, I don't think so. I hope not.
I know a guy who looks like Danny DeVito.
Okay. Just a kind of weird creature.
Yeah, brilliant. Weird creature, brilliant. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You see me crawling out of this seat naked in a few weeks, won't you?
Oh, is it?
Only on Patreon.
£3 a month, baby.
How much would you have to get paid to do that?
Crawl out of that sofa naked.
A little bit greasy. Just to help with you getting through.
Am I allowed like a
no.
Okay.
Naked.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's got to be in the thousands at least.
Really?
Okay, £2,000.
No.
Right.
Because I don't want to be walking around with my little cock out.
Get a big cock then.
Yeah.
Bite
I
on
can't.
We'll
fix that in the edit.
Some say he's more cock than man.
The editor doesn't.
No, he would though. He would. Pay him to. All my earnings just go to him. To
so £10,000. Would you crawl through the?
No, because no, I don't think I would. I
so honestly 20,000.
But you could kind of you could hide your penis.
I think it's hidden.
Yeah.
Have you got 2-inch boobs? You've
tucked tuck it back in.
I mean, 10k to get your cock out. Yeah, it's quite a lot of money.
I am part of that.
10k, Ryan?
10k?
You got a chance to steal here.
You've done it for free, though.
Smith, come on. 7,500 per inch.
Yeah. I'm losing money. That's another debt I need to pay.
An invoice for 400 quid.
Fucking 18 inches of Nemesis didn't cost this much.
So yeah, hopefully that gets going, and that'll
be
nice.
Do you have a name of the bar?
I'm going back and forth with the name.
Could we hear a few?
Well, everyone was calling it. Well, they were all calling it Twin Bar. The guys that which I don't know. Sometimes names you just go with them.
Tommy's.
It's Tommy's. Cooney's Bar. Yeah, no, Cooney's I can't call bar, it Cooney's. Yeah. Yeah. Tommy's Bar.
Looney's.
I don't know. Yeah, I've kind of had names and then just gone away from them.
How about Munt's Bar?
Munt's Bar Munt.
Are you going to name a cocktail after all of us?
Munt could be good.
I'm just going to do some spritz.
You're not doing cocktails, are you? Think you are?
Yeah, I'm just going to do spritz.
Really?
Kinks, yeah. I'm not going if there's no cocktails.
Really?
What a cocky tea, mate.
I want a cocktail.
Let's get some. What spirits do you like? I'll get some flavoured vodka in for you.
Yeah, it might come.
Yeah, there you go.
Espresso martini flavoured.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Just espresso martinis, and we'll make a big hype about it. This is it. We'll make Guinness, but it's espresso martini. Do you know the way people go on about? Oh, you have to go here for Guinness, but it'll be espresso martini.
Yes.
Yeah, get it on draft. Yeah,
that'd be good.
Yeah.
You ever had an espresso martini on draft?
Yeah,
terrific.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. In really shit places. Yeah.
But I don't know if like because it's quite common in Australia to have cocktails on draft. But I feel like some shit brands or you know booze makers tried it over here. That's why we had really shit ones.
Yeah. It's like very sugary one.
Yeah, awful.
But you get like the canned ones, don't you?
Yeah. It's basically like that on draft. Awful. Yeah.
Oh, like a keg of
so that anything else for the future for this year?
10 years?
10 years.
Where do you want to be in 10 years? 10.
Probably be at Tom's Bar, just, you know.
Yeah.
You can leave now.
The local patron. Yeah.
Local patron. That's a good name.
Yeah.
Local patrons patron. Only.
Oh, ooh,
you can have a patrons bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, a member's
all the drinks
bar.
You want.
You could do a patron discount. Get people in.
Oh, I've thought of a really good name for the bar.
Go on.
Tombola. And you set up 10 bottles at the back and people get to throw to try and knock them down.
That's a great idea. It's a very small place.
Tom Cola?
Tom Cola.
Just go bottles.
Tom Ebola?
Ah, yes. Yeah.
So everyone gets sick.
Ebola bar.
Ebola bar,
straight up.
Oh, no, you want to get yourself
internet
in
internet bowling.
There.
Hmm. Well, there is bowling back on the Great Northern, Lane 4. So I don't want to move in on their territory.
Just that lane. Tom-Tom.
Tom-Tom, yeah.
The sign's missing and no-one can find him. That's clever.
Rom-Tom.
Rom-Tom.
What's Rom-Tom?
Like a rom-com.
Hmm.
Rom-Tom.
What's the name of the guy in your tattoo?
One of the famous
tattoo?
Tommies.
Ralph. Ooh, Tommy Robinson.
Yes, I know.
There you go. Oh, just so squash.
Yeah. Reform bar.
10 years.
10 years.
What's the world look like?
Oh, 10 years, I'll be 45 years old.
Sure.
I'll still be 30, mate.
Hopefully I'll be paying off towards my pension by then.
What do you mean you'll be paying off?
No, not paying off. Starting to pay towards.
Pension, baby. I have so much pension.
Pay towards a pension.
I got a great deal.
65, I'm going to be debt-free of my pension.
Maybe start paying off
a
student loan.
Pension.
Oh.
Sorry, you want to be what?
So I want to be. I'm 40. The dream is.
Just have a great pension pot.
I'm paying towards my pension, and I'm paying towards my student loan.
I reckon your pension's going to be one of those massive Coke bottles.
Do you have a pension currently?
No. Dave, no. Stop sticking your rubbish in there. Is that a weed butt?
Who put a button in
here? Right, that was you. You said it'd be valuable. More buttons than coins here.
Gold buttons.
Trying to pay his winter fuel with buttons.
Chucky buttons.
They're good.
Yeah, to be fair.
yeah, chocolate coins, yeah, gold ones.
Yeah, so many coins to choose from.
Valuable to me. Are you still in the same place with Dave?
Maybe not the same place.
Yeah, just a different shag bed.
Somewhere
in the city. Yeah.
He texted me yesterday actually saying that he pulled last night.
Did he?
Yeah, Mr. Reese.
Where at?
I don't know. He's gone back home.
Oh, right, okay. Small town, yeah.
So you were there with like the cup against his door and you're like, fuming.
Well, you're gone down south, but I was there anyway. Yeah.
Lucky lady. Lucky lady. Guy.
Down Kent.
Down on a what?
And maybe a dog or a cat. Some kind of pet.
Going down on a dog?
No.
Look at that.
To my future.
A lot of people talking about oral sex on Twitter at the moment and how it's causing throat cancer.
That's been around for years, mate.
Has it?
Yeah.
Well, hasn't Michael Douglas got throat cancer or something?
From Catherine Zeta?
Well, I don't know. Just maybe.
Catherine Zeta? That's Michael Douglas.
Lucky.
Which one?
At this point, I take anything.
Well, so Michael Douglas
just
going
down
on you.
Yeah.
So you're doing a Twitch stream, and about 10 minutes in,
he just sort of pokes up.
He goes,
right.
I prefer the Welsh one.
And this stream is obviously in support of cancer. Well, not support of cancer.
Yeah.
Right. Guess you're supporting cancer, are you?
Support the Nazis, isn't it?
They need all the help they can get. No, I'd be like, cheers, mate. Leave the money
on.
I'm busy streaming.
Rubbish chat, isn't he?
I don't have time to riz up Michael Douglas whilst I'm streaming.
Well, why would you need to riz him up?
He's had fun. I'd say leave the money on the counter. I'll see you later, mate.
He didn't have fun. So he's paid you.
He's never paid you, mate.
He's Michael Douglas. He's got the cash to burn.
He's paid.
Really?
He's paid to suck you off.
I don't think that ever happens.
It might happen.
It's never going to happen.
No.
Well, maybe not with Michael Douglas.
So far,
there's many other Michaels out there. Michael
Who's
Moore.
Who's paying you to suck you off on stream?
I'm doing it for charity. I'm doing it for cancer charities around the world.
Nazis with cancer.
Right.
Max gets sucked
You're
off
receiving blowjobs for charity.
Sending this money to Argentina.
No!
Sending the money to Argentina. Well, look, you know, that's me in 10 years.
Yeah.
Grim, that.
Yeah.
Really?
He's going down on a cat.
Your dog.
You're demanding money from Michael Douglas. How old will he be in 10 years? Oh, we're forgetting. Dementia.
We're going to wheel Michael Douglas in.
Alzheimer's.
He's got his nurse helping him up afterwards. Michael, mate, give me a call.
Oh, 10 years. Maybe I'll have bars all over the city. Yeah?
Burning down. It's gonna burn down.
Insurance scams everywhere.
Not another one. Fuck it, that's you after you.
It's not Michael Douglas.
I'm so tired.
I'm so tired and broke. Go do another film, mate.
What about you, Stephen?
Oh gosh, 10 years. I really don't know. I'm hoping I'm still doing stuff, or I've started doing stuff with comedy.
Got some kids. You're on.
Yeah. And some that I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Are these your friends?
Should you still be at the Cube?
Hopefully not.
Only on weekends.
Not. Yeah.
But you're not. You don't seem sure though.
Who's got the cat? I don't know. I really don't know the future, Tom.
Yeah.
It's so
hard. I don't fucking know, Tom.
I don't know. As long as I'm happy.
It's not something for Stephen Lies.
Oh. Stephen Lies. Stephen Sweet Little Lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
This is Stephen Lies. For listeners, we each have like a little
pot protein powder.
Little scoop. Of powder. Hmm. Not that kind. And one of us has one that isn't the same as the other three. So we're all going to take them there to try and work out who's got a different one. The other three.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Oh no!
I feel like Michael Douglas.
I win.
What do you win? who do we think was the odd one out? None of us seem to handle it well.
No.
Ryan handled it really badly.
It was embarrassing that night.
Wow. The fact that you had to run to the bathroom.
Yeah, bro.
I think we reminded me of the
chili challenge years ago. Do you remember that one where Ryan was just crawling on his hands and knees in the toilets?
That was bad, though.
Yeah, I watched that most nights.
I think it was Max.
Why?
I don't know.
Because I can hold my cinnamon better than you.
It just looked like a different... It didn't quite look like cinnamon coming out on your mouth.
The patterns on this chair were the same over here. Yeah. However, you had a big clump there, Ryan. What went on?
Yeah, well,
I don't think Ryan put that much in his mouth.
Are you crazy?
Are you crazy already?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you didn't put that much in your mouth.
I put it all in my mouth. It's empty.
Yeah, my swim's on there.
Oh, Rev, get that down, you. Don't waste good cinnamon.
I think Stephen might have been the odd one out.
Well, because of all the cinnamon.
I reckon you gave yourself some nice hot chocolate or something.
I got the last pick.
Yeah, but he could have just swapped them, couldn't he?
I didn't swap any.
Had our eyes closed.
Didn't swap any.
Yeah, we did. Had our eyes closed and our pants down.
Yeah.
What? It looked kind of off. It looked like mustardy colour.
How did I have your pants down, Max?
Mate, you tell me, man. What's up?
Nothing. It's making me laugh. Bloody hell, sorry.
Yeah. What did yours taste like, Smith?
Like cinnamon. Not cinnamon from The Chase.
Yeah, good.
Don't know what you taste like.
I'm going to lock Max in.
In what?
Not in the pantry, he'll be at the cinnamon.
Again, not the guy from The Chase. Well, you know, if he's in the pantry,
yeah.
May as well kill some time.
Yeah. Ryan, you're saying me?
Yeah, I'm going to say you.
I'd say
Steve. You tricked us.
See, as Ryan handled it the worst, I'll go Ryan, because there was quite a big clump here.
Embarrassing.
In the real faker, please stand up. For listeners, Max took a while, but he stood up.
Fuck off!
I had to push Michael Douglas out of the way.
What was yours?
Ginger. A mouthful of ginger.
Ginger Smith.
Bit of my cum.
Was it?
Is it ginger and cum?
Oh. It wasn't.
No! I wouldn't.
Yeah, you got ginger, mate.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Oh, it was rough, that.
Sounds like IMAX.
No booze. No booze. Sounds like Thomas Barr, no booze.
It's a good name.
I've just got something I can read.
We'll see.
Why don't you just see how much you've memorised?
Oh, I couldn't. I possibly couldn't.
Possibly couldn't. But you possibly couldn't.
Okay.
Too much ginger.
So it starts with the word movies.
I doubt it.
Movies.
Oh.
The chance to sit in a dark room, chow down on Mama's homemade popcorn, and slurp down the freshest nacho cheese the View Cinema dares put out, while some actors speak on the big screen or whatever. This was taken from me by Netflix, who only put out today's movies for a week. I was so busy, I missed it. Is he just going?
Just carry on.
Right, okay. I was so busy, I missed it, helping Mama make her homemade popcorn while she slowly rots in a coffin somewhere. She isn't my mother, she's a woman who lives next door. Well, she did until she fell into a vat of hot popcorn and died. The Peaky Blinders, Nazi Germany, Adolf Hitler. No, this isn't a list of things Tom has based his personality on over the years, but my score in the Hitler Wikipedia game I played when reading the plot got too boring. Because this is what Netflix has reduced me to. Reading plot synopsis on the web as I drop a deuce or two. Sure, this has had the unintended side effect of helping me learn so many facts. But why should I know them? Why has Netflix forced me to learn so many shit facts instead of slurping down nacho cheese at the movies? I don't even know what Tommy Shelby looks like or sounds like. According to Wikipedia, 31% of people from Birmingham are Asian. Is Tommy Asian? What sort of Asian? This is why I like the movies. I'd be able to say if he's Japanese or Indian. It isn't stated in the Wikipedia plot synopsis. Britain is a melting pot, and I need to see that. Not just read about the fact his son killed him. The movie is called The Immortal Man, not the white Brummy man or the Asian Brummy man, which would have helped me out immediately.
Nothing is good.
How am I, a man on the toilet, meant to enjoy a Brummy movie when my main star is a foreigner, Cillian Murphy? He isn't Brummy. He isn't even English. Could he be doing a Jamaican accent? One of the five biggest foreign-born groups in Birmingham, or adopting a classic white Brummy accent?
Sure, it's killing,
there is
it?
No dialogue quoted in the Wikipedia article. Cillian. So is it a silent movie?
Cillian.
This would easily deal with the racist accent Cillian would most definitely put
sure
on
Cillian.
As he plays a Jamaican-born Brummy man. Never before did I think Cillian Murphy would be following in Peter Andre's shoes.
I'm not following.
But here we are. They may have successfully Jamaican the Peaky Blinders. So Wagwan, Birmingham,
Peter
I hope
Andre
you enjoy your shit movie. Or good.
Peter Andre.
The plot did not divulge if people liked it, and I couldn't be bothered scrolling down to the review section of the article.
Hello, sir.
Nine
Hello.
Out of ten.
Did you say Brummy accent?
Hello, mate.
They did, actually.
Yeah, I guess so.
I must have missed that.
No, I think you were talking to Ryan.
Oh, right, okay.
Hello. Sir?
You are a medical man.
The name's Gordon Nunchuk.
Gordon Nunchuk.
And before you ask, no, I don't.
I guess not. No, Nunchuk.
Gordon Nunchuk.
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 No. Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry about him. Nunchuk, like the
Nunchuk.
The ninja.
Why is TV's own Brian Cox getting things wrong? You're clever on the one show.
Trying to imitate our guest.
What are you doing here? But Gordon?
I'm Gordon Nunchuk.
But Gordon?
Before you ask, no, I don't. I'm here to lay down the law.
Okay. Okay, is that a thing you do? Just going around podcast to podcast laying down the law?
No.
Wow.
Normally I lay down carpets.
Oh.
But you're laying down the law on this podcast specifically?
Specifically.
So you lay down carpets?
Is there a... No,
yeah,
no,
I'm a carpet layer.
Right.
So you've got more questions about
there's more
the
stethoscope just sort of threw me a bit.
These are my nunchucks.
Man.
Oh,
they are
oh,
makeshift okay. Nunchucks because I've lost my nunchuck license.
Ah, oh,
don't ask how.
Give us a physical or something.
Oh, I wish.
Yeah.
I don't need to. Ill.
I'm not ill, man.
Sick in the head.
Really? What?
Really?
In what way?
Your finger in your palm there, pal.
Somebody's got to.
No, they don't.
Would be nice to.
Gordon Nunchuck won't. Not today.
Okay.
Not whilst his camera's on.
Maybe when the cameras are off?
Maybe.
We can talk.
So you're a carpet fitter?
I lay down the carpets.
You lay down the carpets.
Might not be fitting them.
True.
They rarely fit.
He pops them down and
if you look at the reviews,
the work.
So many reviews saying they don't fit, Gordon.
Really?
So many reviews.
That's not good.
It's not good, no?
Because if I was ordering carpet, I'd read reviews.
By order of the carpets...
Very good.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah. No, I can see why he gets repeated.
Yeah, it's 100%. Yeah.
I've never been back to the same house.
No.
He doesn't need to because he's done the job
fully
the first
carpeted.
Time.
Yeah.
I'm Gordon Nunchuk.
So
the most disgraceful man of the middle of England.
What makes you disgraceful, Gordon?
I became a disgrace many years ago.
Mmm.
Short change, no screaming.
Oh. Fuck off and just maybe, you know, do a... harm to yourself.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, guys.
Oh.
You just missed a bastard.
Now that you're here, I might do my IMAX for you.
No, please, no.
Oh.
For listeners, you may hear some ticking, but the... It's Ryan's bum plug, butt plug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's wedged in there. Nothing we can do.
Tom Looney.
So I've been, thank you very much, fellas. So I've been delving into Reddit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
for a change. And this week, this one, do you know what? I get updates now. Wow. Fun story, because I'm on Reddit so much.
Yeah.
So I do get updates of really fun out there stories.
That's cool.
And this one caught my eye, and I thought, wow, that's awful. So I thought I'd share it with you. You ready?
Love that, yeah.
Okay. My son pleasured himself in front of a Gemini Live with the camera. My entire family have now had our Google accounts banned. So this is terrible. So he's 14. Don't worry, it's fine. It's okay.
You're getting updates on child porn.
No, it's okay. It's okay. 14 and stupidly decided to try and roleplay with Gemini using its live camera mode. The AI correctly identified he was underage and Google banned all my accounts. He did it on the family tablet. It has parental controls to stop him watching inappropriate stuff, but we didn't realise Gemini wasn't covered by these. All of our family's Google accounts were linked to that tablet. Google banned them all. Everything is gone. 15 years of my business is completely inaccessible. All my emails, my documents saved in Google Drive. Even my website was linked and hosted on Google account, and that's been locked down too. We've written to Google and begged for it to be reinstated, but they've said all accounts have been shut down for child protection reasons. I don't know how I'm going to pay my mortgage in 3 months' time. I've literally lost everything, all my records for my accountant. My company year ends in May. My whole life is fucked. Is there any legal mechanism I can use? And the daughters at uni has got a hand in soon. It's only from the other day, has lost all her dissertation, access to that, everything. So, yeah.
Wow.
Because the son was doing what? Trying to role play?
I think obviously, Gemini Live is an AI thing, isn't it? I'm pretty sure it's
Google. I know Gemini's a thing.
It's Google's AI, I think. Yeah. Not the AI assist. There's some sort of AI platform. But, bearing in mind, all the accounts were... They were all parental locked, but from my reading, basically, they were different accounts, but it was all the accounts that were linked to the tablet.
I'm assuming, like, if it's got a parental lock, it's just the internet. So, like, you can't type
safe
in.
Search and all that kind of thing. Yeah, but that was on the... Yeah, so it was... But of Gemini, I think, isn't as... I guess these new things like Grok and stuff,
there's no
safeguards. They have to figure it out as you go.
Yeah.
So whatever he was doing on there, so now they've lost everything. And they've been emailing Google, and Google, for this kind of thing, because it wasn't a business account, it was just, they're just regular accounts. It's hard to even speak to anyone. They're just getting blanket emails saying, it's been flagged and there's nothing you can do. And she's saying that I can't remember what her business is, but she's getting notifications on other things through saying that she's got bookings and she's got all sorts of stuff and there's nothing she can do. She can't even email them back properly.
That's got to be the most disastrous wank in history.
But basically he didn't so his account got banned, and he didn't tell them what had happened. And I think because it wasn't it wasn't a blanket ban of everything, they linked the tablet to the other accounts bit by bit. But one of the parents got banned. They were like, what's going on here? He still didn't say anything. Then the daughter's account got banned, and she called up like stressing out, like, what's going on? And it was only when the last one, the mum or the dad, got that their account went, he came clean to what had happened. So it happened over the course of a few days. So there's nothing to, like, there was, if he told them initially when his account got banned, they would have been able to change passwords and do things and go on and actually try and
save stuff.
It was only when the entire family was fucked that he said, yeah, this is what's happened. Hey, it's awful.
Oh, I don't even, that's all.
Kids,
how awkward would that mum?
What's the live thing then? Not like a live stream.
I don't know what that means.
Let's have a quick check. Real-time voice assistant from Gemini. A mobile-first conversational AI experience from Google allows for free-flowing natural voice conversations with Gemini. Users can interrupt, brainstorm, and change topics on the fly.
Bro is such an incel.
Yeah. Gemini Live
is that,
video call.
Is that what he's saying to him?
Sort yourself out, you
You can turn your camera to show Gemini what you see and talk about it.
That's not good. It'd be funnier in, what's that thing with Stephen Graham?
Adolescence. Piggy Blinders.
It was about that. Shut up, Max. Shut up.
What did he say?
Oh, you got to listen.
Yeah. Find out on the podcast.
Yeah.
They're watching it if you're stupid.
They might have clicked through.
No, that's a little promo. Yeah, we cut that. We just put it everywhere.
Find out on the podcast. Max, how did you get your Google account shut down when you were 14?
And then we'll cut to you soon, find out on the podcast, and we'll have that story, make it all
tight. Perfect.
If Adolescence was about him just just getting freaky with AI. I didn't kill anyone. You may as well.
I wish you had.
Believe in yourself.
Your mum's killed herself.
Losing your dissertation for that.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, you know, it's...
Because my little brother had a wank. Brutal.
My dog ate my homework.
Why have they had to say he was wanking? He could have just been chatting.
Well, I think it's because, it's on a legal advice thread. It was saying that it's been a blanket ban for child protection reasons.
Yeah, but so basically, who said he was wanking?
No. So what's happened is that he's done that over a Google Live thing.
Yeah.
Which sounds like it's transferring the image to Google.
The image has flagged him as being underage.
I get you.
So it's child porn laws, isn't it? It's just Google AI seen that. Yeah, that's what I mean. And you're getting notifications for that.
But it was only his account that was banned to begin with. But obviously, it's all on the tablet. Yeah.
Over the course of a week, they went
like dominoes.
And that's why Google, I don't think they'll go, yeah, here's your accounts back.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any... Like, even if you can
go to a solicitor and try and... But because it's not a business account, I think it started... By the sounds of it, it started as like a small business that was using on the Google account. And it's grown from there over the course of 15 years, as opposed to being transferred onto a proper business account. So it sounds like
even if it was a business account, I don't think Google would be like, yeah, that's fine.
Well, I think if it was a business account, you'd have better recourse to actually speak to someone because it is just that you were sharing a tablet. But because it's not, you can't even speak to anyone.
Yeah, bring back FHN.
Yeah, so there you go.
That's it, yeah.
That's my Tom Looney for this week. What's your takeaway from that?
It's just an incredibly awkward situation for everyone.
How would you handle it?
We've got two parents here.
Yeah. And a sister who's
just
come home from uni in tears. Yeah.
Family.
Not now, son.
What are you doing with the tablet and the wet wipe?
I have something to confess.
It's a bad time. It's a bad time. You know what's happened.
Need to call my client.
Trust me. Shut up, Jonathan.
It's all relevant.
You're irrelevant.
You're irrelevant. Thanks, Rascom.
I've lost my Google account with all my hard workings.
Same.
I'm a comedy student myself, and I need this.
Well, no.
What?
Don't belittle our problems with your comedy course.
You're the one who's belittling
Sandra,
it.
Sandra, we've all got problems here.
You're the one who's clearly belittling it, you gaslighting hoe.
What the fuck are you... What? You need your Google account for your comedy course? Just go in and tell a joke.
You've just belittled it. I'm belittling you. All I've done is explain that I have an issue with my Google account.
Your mum's had a hard time understanding what you're doing.
And being married to you.
My God.
Fucking spot on, though.
This bitch.
Great observational stuff.
I do comedy as well.
Yeah, you're going to go bad.
Improv as well.
Like John Bishop.
What?
You know, comedy man.
Yeah.
John Bishop, you know John Bishop.
No, sure, yeah, I didn't mean John to Bishop, say it, yeah. Did I?
Study comedy, I know
Johnny,
every comedian.
Johnny Rotten. No, he's not comedy, is he?
Fuck. He had a rotten Johnny funny, in though, his room. Funny.
You had a rotten Johnny in your room?
Yep. Right after, yeah, no, well, yeah, yeah, sure.
Will you multiple. Fuck off?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you've got no issue with your Google account.
Little scrubs.
Fucking.
You'll never make it yourself at uni doing comedy.
I will.
Wanking your days away in that room.
I will.
We know what goes on in there.
Okay.
I don't.
Well,
he wanks in his
that's
room.
That's kind of what I need to talk to you about.
You probably could have picked up
he leaves
clues.
Door open.
Yeah.
A lot's changed since you went off to uni.
Chauvinist.
Yeah.
I used to wank with the door open.
Yeah, you did.